Hey, it's Lisa Carlin from Attacking Third to tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend. The Hyundai Santa Fe features available all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, plus available dual wireless charging pads, ensuring that you can take on any adventure. It's ski season, and with the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, I can easily load the car with all my gear plus my friends in the third row and make it right to the base of the slopes with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Attacking Third, a CBS Sports Soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Herrera, lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports. Joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host, Lisa Roman, NWSL analyst and broadcaster. On today's episode, we have a special interview edition episode ahead of the NWSL playoffs. We are joined today by McCall Zerboni, midfielder for New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC. She's an NWSL veteran since 2013, and she is playoff bound with this team. Welcome to the show, McCall Zerboni. How are you?
Thanks, y'all. Thanks for having me. I'm psyched. Can't wait to chat with you.
We're excited to chat with you too, because you know what, you've got so much experience, McCall's. You know, congrats on making another playoff, right? This time with Gotham FC. This isn't the first playoff appearance in the franchise's history, but it's been a long time. It'll be the first time for Gotham FC since essentially the inaugural season, formerly as Sky Blue. But you're somebody who has deep playoff experiences. What is your perspective right now on the team's mentality heading into this quarterfinal?
Yeah, well, it's fun, right? Because this is my 10th playoffs out of my 13 years professional. And I wish I could say every year is the same and every playoffs is the same, but it never is. So this group is uniquely special. I can definitely guarantee that. But we are a squad that has had a lot of moving parts lately and doesn't have a lot of experience together in the playoff realm. So getting together collectively as a unit and realizing what every individual needs through this heavy and intense time that's kind of one and done is very, very important for me as a leader and as a captain and figuring out what everybody needs. So
you mentioned that, you've been here before. You have a lot of playoff experience, but this year is different and lots of moving parts within Gotham and within the league, of course. But on the field specifically, I want to ask about this. How is the competition different this year? I mean, playoff-wise, there's six teams now making the postseason versus four, but competition-wise, is it different this year than other years?
Okay, it's actually so crazy. Like, the table has never been this close before, and I just feel that I don't know if it was last year with COVID and just that the league is getting better and better and better, but the competition is so close and the quality is so good all through the board, and anyone on any given day can win in the NWSL. And that's why these playoffs are going to be so exciting, because let's say there was a dominant team, which there really wasn't this year. I mean, props to Portland, but anyone can win on any given day. So it's just kind of like so exciting to watch each quarterfinal, semifinal, final. It's just like, I have no idea what's going to happen. Of course, I have the most belief in our team, but that's what makes it exciting.
Even towards the end of the regular season, it was like, we don't even know what's going to happen going day in and day out. And for you and for Gotham, the final stretch of regular season games, it was quick turnarounds, back-to-back games with very little rest, and then three consecutive draws for Gotham. Not knowing if you would advance, having the opportunity to clinch, how do you process that grind of being in control of your destiny and then needing help from other teams right at the very end?
Yeah, I mean, it was a nutty schedule. So we just kind of had to try to take care of everything on our end, and come to find out we did. We thought a tie was underachieving. But what we realized is that grinding out ties on the road, even at the end of the season with that crazy schedule that we had, that actually is what pushed us over the line. So, you know, in any top league in the world, if you tie your away games and you win your home games, you're going to be in the playoffs. So we really managed to do that this year and kind of even out the points. And here we are. It doesn't matter if you're sixth or first, we're in this thing and it's going down.
You know, in terms of maybe looking at the team's year in a holistic sense, you know, the team has gone through some things this year in terms of off the pitch, you know, including the league and other clubs. But for Gotham, you know, the departure of former GM Elisa Hughes, you know, head coach Freya Coombe, and the introduction to new coaches in Scott Parkinson and Bev Yanez, the introduction of a new GM in Yaliver Bush-West. You know, how do you feel like the team has done with sort of kind of these constant changes throughout the year?
I've personally seen each individual grow so much because I've seen every individual, including myself, struggle. And when you see people rise above that, it bonds you to them. It makes you realize that they've achieved through hard things. And everyone handles it differently, but the most unique and beautiful thing that we have in common is that we all had to get through that in our own way. And so it has made our chemistry so super strong. So it's kind of like blessings and the blessings, you know, it's really in a way been in favor for us when it was a sense of turmoil, but now we've turned our pain into pleasure.
Pain into pleasure. I love that, McCall. That's a great one. And you guys made it look seamless, honestly. On the field, you are part of that midfield Gotham unit of the three in the midfield that's been really consistent throughout this season for Gotham, alongside Kawasumi and Ali Long, then yourself. So between you three, what's kind of the relationship? What's the on-field, off-field relationship and the competition between you three?
Well, especially in any team, but here and the way that we're being coached now with Scott, healthy competition is the best thing you can ask for in a squad. We're constantly being pushed by, you know, our other players who play midfield. And so I'm really, really grateful for that and shout out to them because we wouldn't be what we are without them. In addition to that, sometimes I do this thing where like I remove myself like a third person and I look like if I was going to go play Gotham, I'm like, I'd be kind of scared of us. So I'm just really proud and feel very comfortable with the players that are around me on the pitch, no matter if we make substitutions or not. And I think that's our strength is that we do have depth and we do have a healthy training environment where we all push each other and everyone matters and everyone around me makes me better. So I'm very grateful for that.
Not only is that midfield unit a little intimidating and scary, but you have one of the greats on your squad. We have to ask about Carly Lloyd. This is her big retirement year that she made that announcement, and she's gone on an incredible farewell tour. We saw it with the national team at that level and her departure there. And now with you and with Gotham, she has a chance along with Gotham to go at a great playoff run. Is there motivation for you and for this squad because this is Carly Lloyd's last run?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about someone like that, you just want to reward everything that they've given to the game and given to this squad specifically. And, you know, no matter how tired you are in like the 90th minute or you're like not really in the mood to train that day, like you think of someone like that, and you're like, I want to extend their career. Like, I want to give them more games. Like, I want to play for them. And, you know, I think we all kind of have that mentality where we really value and appreciate Carly and we want to give her what she deserves because she's an animal. She deserves so much. So, you know, I got to go out there and be a tiger to make it happen for her. So.
I want to ask really quickly too about maybe the opposition a little bit. Where do you sort of see this type of match for you guys going up against the Chicago Red Stars? There were a lot of even games throughout the regular season. Does it just sort of feel at this point that stuff kind of goes out the window because once it's playoffs, you just hit the button and reset?
You know, games like this are tricky. Playoff games are always tricky because you can be the better team, but you might not be better on the day. And that's pretty much the love-hate game of football, right? And especially, you know, traveling to them and being away and they're being in their home and in their environment. But I think we match up great against anybody. We just got to take care of the details. And that's exciting stuff of playoffs. It's, like I said, a one and done dealio. So we have to be on all our A game with every 91 minute battle within the 90 minutes.
We were so excited to get you on this podcast because Lisa and I had a chat with Megan Burke, the executive director of the Players Association. And we chatted a lot about the ongoing fight for A, player safety, number one, sure, right, priority in the ongoing CBA negotiations. And we also touched a little bit on the like evolution of the Players Association, kind of becoming an established players union with an AFL-CIO affiliation. And she mentioned you as a big part of this process as a player rep, attending national briefings, you know, keeping other players informed, you know, with the ongoing CBA negotiations and the recent developments with the league meeting the prior demands that the association issued. Do you feel as if there's perhaps a positive trajectory here in this moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think back in 2017 when I was the vice president of the board and on the Players Association and how far we've come since then. And I remember sitting in a Starbucks, you know, taking a call and with our president and Megan and being like, we should start a union. We're gonna officially be certified as a union. And I remember thinking like, wow, that just seems so high of a mountain right now. And now we're a year in, and thank goodness that we are, because a lot of things fell on our head this year. And if we weren't a collective unit and collectively together and had, you know, our foundation with our Players Association, a lot of players and this league would have been in a lot of shambles in a lot of different directions. So I'm very, very grateful. And it's just highlighted how powerful and important the association is. And it's really let us know that we have made a lot of progress and there will be continue to be more to be made.
Well, we're excited to keep covering that progress as it continues.
Thank you.
We want to thank everybody for listening and joining us today. We want to thank you, McCall Zerboni, for joining us on the second third. Good luck in the playoffs. Thanks to McCall Zerboni for joining us. Next, we have a special interview with her competition on Sunday, Tierna Davidson of the Chicago Red Stars.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are joined by Tierna Davidson, recent bronze medal Olympian, defender for the United States Women's National Team and Chicago Red Stars, and currently playoff bound for the NWSL quarterfinals. Welcome to the show, Tierna Davidson. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning.
We are really excited to have you to chat all things Chicago Red Stars, all things NWSL quarterfinals. Again, congratulations on making the playoffs. You know, for you, it's your second time with Chicago making an NWSL playoffs. You're 2-for-2 in your career with the club. How is the energy and the mentality right now of the team as you all head into the quarterfinals?
I think we're really excited to be where we're at. It was kind of crazy going into last week's game against Orlando. The race was so close that we could have either not made the playoffs at all or secured a home game for us, which is just, I think you don't see very often like this kind of race coming down to the last four games of the season for everybody, and everybody kind of watching with bated breath at the last weekend of games. So we're really excited to be able to host a playoff game, to be able to be in front of our fans. So we just can't wait for Sunday.
You mentioned how really close this regular season was and coming down to the final weekend, the final games of this regular season. How does that kind of set the tone for what the playoffs are going to be like, knowing how close the regular season race was?
Yeah. We talked about it a bit. Our coach said that, you know, all we have to do is get into the playoffs, because once you're in the playoffs, it's really anybody's game. And I think that's very true. I think that was true for the whole season. There wasn't really any game that you could walk into being like, yeah, I'm really confident that we're going to win this. Like, yeah, easy, no problem. I think that every single team could beat any given team in the league on any day. And so I think that's going to be the same for the playoffs, even though there are seedings. I think that every team is really got a lot of quality and can show up and beat any other team during any of these games. So we definitely have to bring our all.
And throughout this regular season, Chicago put together a lot of strong defensive performances and really kept the Red Stars in a lot of games because of all that defense. But throughout this, there was the Olympics and there was international camps and U.S. camps. So there's a lot of different rotation between players coming in and out of the back due to injury or juggling like the club and national team play. So right now, how would you describe the chemistry between the defense for Chicago?
I think our chemistry has been shaping up pretty well. I think that especially our last probably 8 games, we've really put together some really strong performances, as you've said, holding teams to pretty low shots on goal, you know, kind of defending really well in those last 20 minutes of a game when you need to close out a game. So even though we have had a lot of rotation, a lot of people in and out, gone for camps and whatnot, I think that we're doing pretty well and that we've got some pretty good chemistry going on.
You know, for Chicago, this is their 6th consecutive season making the postseason. It's an NWSL record for consecutive appearances, and you've been with the club for the latter part of their postseason successes. So if you could, you know, how would you describe or compare the preparations for this year's playoffs as compared to seasons prior?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we try and just keep doing what we're doing. We don't try and mix anything up super seriously, because obviously, you know, what we've been doing in the recent weeks has been working for us. So we just try and stick to our game plan, stick to our regimen. And, you know, that's prepared us well in the past. And so, you know, we're thinking just keep preparing as we normally do, keep focusing on ourselves, and that'll get us ready for Sunday.
And not switching much up. That's really been the role, especially when you look at the center back duo that you're partnered with, Sarah Gordon, not switching things up. Rory Dames playing her and her keeping herself on the field. She earned Iron Woman of the Year for Chicago, meaning that she has played every single minute of the regular season. I mean, that's just huge and speaks to so much of her abilities on the pitch and her ability to stay healthy, which is huge. When you look at her and Sarah Gordon for this team, how big has she been for Chicago in that center back position next to you?
She's been absolutely massive. I mean, I think that she definitely embodies what it means to be a Chicagoan. She's gritty. She doesn't complain. She's very just, you know, kind of head down, working hard. You know, we always say, like, you can never ask Sarah how she's feeling, because she won't ever give the heartbeat of the team. She'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm great. Like, just played 3 games in a week. I'm great. I feel fine. but no, she's been absolutely a rock for this team, and has definitely allowed us to experiment with different kind of formations in the back, between a 3-back, a 4-back, kind of somewhere in between. You know, she's given us that flexibility. So we're very lucky to have her, lucky to have her ability to stay healthy. As you said, a 10-month season is not really something that's easy to get through, especially if you're playing 90 minutes at every single game. So we're very lucky to have someone like her on the field for us.
You know, Gordon is, she's really emerged as one of the leaders on this team in recent years, being more vocal on off the pitch. How has she contributed to you personally, or even to the team, in terms of taking on that type of leadership role?
You know, she has definitely made me grow a lot, has taught me a lot, being a leader, being open to all sorts of people and conversations, tough conversations. She likes to take those head on. She's very honest with people. She's very direct, which, you know, I think everybody can learn from. And she's just very transparent. And I think that's something that you don't find a lot. But I think it's something that's so important to have in a balance of leadership, is someone who can just kind of give it to you real. And I think that especially over this past kind of 18 months, we've needed a lot of that. And so I think that her leadership has been very unique and very important for the growth of our team.
You know, we've chatted a little bit about this, but I would love to chat about it again with our attacking third listeners. The recent Halloween trick-or-treating Instagram photos, we got to talk a little bit about that. First of all, one of the other things I think that people maybe forget about a lot of times is Sarah Gordon's a mom. She's got her son Caden, so she balances all of these things on top of being a mom. And there was like a really great moment where the two of you shared Halloween Instagram photos, and you were the ghost in this scenario. Can you like walk us through this process of like picking out costumes and how you ended up
having? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So the night before, we had just flown back from Orlando, so obviously we were kind of beat, a little bit tired. And we were texting and we were saying, I asked her, you know, what are we going to dress up as? Like, are we going to do anything? And she's like, no, you know, yeah, I don't really have anything planned or anything like that. So I was like, all right, go to bed, wake up in the morning to a text saying, I actually am going to be Lara Croft, for Halloween. And I was like, dang, that's a nice outfit. That's a cute outfit.
So cool. Yeah.
Like, you're going to be cool. Like, that's a cool outfit to wear. And she put it on. I went over to her apartment and she put it on, and I was like, dang, I'm going to look like a sack of potatoes next to this. And I was like, well, we were going through options. She was scrolling through Pinterest, like last minute, easy Halloween costumes. And she was like, well, what about a ghost? Because it's been like a trend going on with ghosts and sunglasses and just getting a sheet and just going out in the middle of a road and taking a photo. And I was like, actually, that might be best. I think that suits my personality best. Sarah and I always joke about how we don't know how we're best friends because we're so opposite. She's very outgoing. She loves being the center of attention. She loves taking photos. She loves doing all that. And I'm absolutely the opposite. But it works out. So I was a ghost for Halloween and she was Lara Croft. And then of course, Caden was Kylo Ren. And we went trick-or-treating in this Dearborn Park neighborhood with one of her friends who was twins in Caden's grade. And it was just so fun. It really was nice to see everybody out on their porches. Some people were like even putting candy through tubes to keep it cold, nice. Safe. But it was nice to see everybody out in their costumes, the fall weather, everybody's excited, all the kids running around.
It's I don't want to expose you, but like when you get the opportunities to trick or treat with kids, like sometimes people like trick or treat for themselves. Did you get any candy on this run?
Yeah.
No, I didn't personally pick up any candy, but I definitely told the kids. I said, you guys are going to learn what taxes are today because there's going to be tax for us walking around with you.
So what did you get taxed on? Like if you can, what's your favorite Halloween candy? Like what's your highest tax?
My favorite candy has always been Twix. I really love, I think that's just got a great combination of flavors. But I'm not super picky. I'll just stick my hand in there and find something.
Solid choice. I love that. How about like costume? Like you had to settle for a ghost this year due to like the season and last minute planning, but like, did you have like a favorite costume growing up at all? Like during Halloween?
Oh man. My best friend growing up and I, we used to always make our costumes. That was kind of our thing, was to really put a lot of time into making our costumes. And so oftentimes they turned out terribly, like, you know, you're a fifth grader trying to put together a costume by hand. But one costume that we did together was actually cat dog. So we did the full nine yards. We paper mache'd heads to put on ourselves. My mom helped us sew together a costume. It was absolutely ridiculous. And it was like so non-functional because it was basically a piece of cloth that put us back to back together. So there was like no possible way that we could walk around like this.
Oh my gosh.
But it was just, yeah. If I had a picture, I'd have to ask my dad if he could find a picture, but I will send it to you.
I was going to say, we're going to have to follow up on this and get it for the people for sure.
Love all those great costumes. And now you have big competition facing Gotham in the first round of playoffs in the quarterfinals. Playing them in the regular season versus playing them in the playoffs. How do you feel about this now that it's the playoffs and knowing the series between you and Gotham?
Yeah, I mean, Gotham is a fantastic team, and I think that they have definitely shown their evolution and growth over the season. I think especially in the latter third of the season, they've really come into some serious form, some really great form. And so I think that, you know, it's always a tight game with them. The last game that we played was a really tough 0-0 draw. And they obviously, speaking as a defender, have some great offensive threats on their team between Midge and Carly, Ify. They just have really got a lot going on that we have to deal with. So I think that it's going to be a lot about communication and our awareness and making sure that we know where players are at all times, because they've got threats on all parts of the field. And so, you know, I think that we are, again, really trying to focus on ourselves and our own game and bringing us exactly where we need to be. But it's definitely going to be a hard game. They have a great coach. Obviously, Scott was our assistant coach and we miss him dearly, but it'll be nice to see him again on the field. But yeah, it's really, as I said in the NWSL, any team that you're going to face at this point could win all their games, could lose in the first round. It's really kind of a toss-up. So it comes down to what kind of energy you and your team bring to the game. That's really what it comes down to.
You're a head coach for Chicago, Rory Deans. He talks a lot about the different phases of a season and how he wants his team to finish out a phase and maybe in the middle season, in the middle part of the season and in those chunks of game, that phase looks a lot different to the phase right now before playoffs. So for this phase of the season for Chicago, what kind of does the focus and like the mindset look like for you guys?
I think that this phase has been classically Chicago, as previous years have seen, is we really kind of just pull it together. All like with the things just start clicking and we just start winning games. And I think that's what we've seen in the last 8-10 games, is that we really have just kind of been like, all right, like this is the end of the season. This is the grind time. This is where the games really, really matter. This is where the points really matter. This is what we need to get. And we're going to go get it. And I think that's kind of like a no bullshit approach that we have for the last third of the season, is like Rory would always say, everything's always going to come down to the last five games. He was saying that all year, because obviously throughout the kind of first half of our season, it was a little bit rocky. And so he was like, we just need to hit form by then. And I think we did that. And hopefully we're going to continue to carry that on through the postseason. And I think if we do, we're going to be hard to stop.
Tierna, it's the most exciting time of the year. It's playoffs. So we're nearing the end of this. So I just want to thank you in advance before we hit these outros. But I want to ask, with all of this energy, with like you're saying, the no BS kind of Chicago mentality, like moving forward, there's always that kind of energy going into these playoffs. Do you have like a hype song or something that you need as part of your routine to keep you focused or in that playoff mindset?
To give homage to Sarah, I think I'll have to say Way Too Sexy. That has been our song for like about a month and a half now, and it is played every game in the locker room. So we're gonna put that one out there.
Absolute energy. I want to thank everybody for joining us and listening today. I want to thank you, Tierna Davidson, for joining us on the show. Best of luck in the playoffs. Everybody, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you listen to your podcast shows. We're also available as videos, so join us on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/attackingthird. We'll be back Friday with a full NWSL quarterfinal playoff preview for Sandra Hedda, Lisa Roman, and Tierna Davidson. This was
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.